privacy in the digital age is not a new concern. Even the UN wrote a resolution on the right to privacy in the digital age in November 2016. I have a lot of personal information online, such as photos, my birthday, my email addresses, my employers, the things I've written, my home address, which groups or organizations I belong to, and I wouldn't be surprised if my political affiliation was online too. Maybe there's no such thing as true privacy in the digital age. In an On the Media podcast from as far back as January 4th, 2013, Ryan Single explains that the internet is a giant copy machine. Any content available on the web can be copied and distributed. According to the Pew Research Center, in an article from January 26, 2017 by Kenneth Olmsted and Aaron Smith, Americans do not trust modern institutions to protect their personal data, even as they frequently neglect cybersecurity best practices in their own personal lives. I'm guilty of this myself. John Berault, Vice President of Public Policy at the National Consumers League, says, "The truth is, there's no silver bullet. There's no foolproof way to protect your privacy and data security. But there are plenty of basic, important steps people can take to reduce their risk. Protecting my information from the CIA? Well, I don't have to protect my information from the CIA. They can look at anything they want. But protecting my information from the bad guys? My brother had his identity stolen. I should know better. I definitely need to do more to protect my digital information. I plan to change my Facebook and social media settings to only share with my friends. I will install ad blocking and tracking blocking plugins, such as HTTPS Everywhere and Privacy Badger. I'll enable two-factor authentication where possible and use a password manager like LastPass for unique and complex passwords. The only person who's going to look out for my digital privacy is me. I encourage you to do the same."